The latest visit by Syria's foreign minister to Tehran. Walid al-Mu'allam meets with senior Iranian officials, including his Iranian counterpart, as well as the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council of Iran. His visit takes place while fierce fighting continues in Syria between security forces and armed groups in different parts of the country. Mu'allam's visit is believed to revolve around the situation in Syria and bilateral relations with Iran. In a joint press conference with Iran's foreign minister Ali Akbar Salehi, Mu'allam said that Damascus was committed to the peace plan drawn by UN Arab League envoy, while blaming the Syrian opposition for ignoring Kofi Annan's peace solution.
We were committed to end this violence and withdraw our heavy arms from the cities. Unfortunately, the armed group failed to commit themselves. For that, the violence increased, and the road towards political dialogue blocked.
Talking to reporters, the Iranian foreign minister accused Israel of leading a plot to overthrow the Syrian government.
The convincing reason that a plot has been hatched against Syria is the stance adopted by the Zionist regime. It is a surprise that certain regional countries are stepping on the same path against Syria as the Israeli regime. I advise regional countries to think rationally about the consequences of what they are doing. We urge all parties concerned to give the Syrian government more time to implement the promised reforms.
Syria has been the scene of unrest between government forces and the so-called Free Syrian Army since mid-March 2011. The violence has so far inflicted heavy losses on both sides.
Tehran calls for more vigilance by some regional countries, namely Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which according to Iran are supporting armed groups in Syria. As tensions escalate in Syria, officials in Iran believe that a power vacuum in Damascus could lead to further escalation of tensions and lack of security and stability in the entire Middle East. I'm Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.